1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What a great way to start the program. That's an artist I'm really fond of. Her name is Emily South, and she will have an absolutely wonderful album out next year. She's got that real old-time rock and roll feel to her sound, which she honors beautifully through both musically, the way the songs are written, and the dynamics of her backing band. And her last single, I think, that came out was called Heartbreaker. That's a track from an excellent compilation I've been meaning to showcase on the program. We heard My Baby Don't Return My Calls, and of course it had the opening reference to this podcast, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a compilation put together by Dave Favors of Stanley Records, and perhaps it's just the sheer volume of music that's involved in this excellent Take Me to Town, 47 tracks on 3 CDs, and it is the most excellent snapshot of the alternative country music scene here in Australia. Also working on the project, Aretha Bryant of Mother Hen Touring and Chris Familton of the blog Post to Wire. And it features some absolutely cracking artists: Michael Carpenter, Hannah and Jesse Lee's Bad Habits, Charlie Horse, Nick Barker's Heartache State, Skyscraper Stan, Weeping Willows, just to name a few. I can't mention everyone on this excellent release, but we'll try and play a little more down the track from it. And keep an eye out for the music of Emily South. We'll certainly be playing more of her work on coming episodes of the program. I'll have a link to this excellent release on our website. Just head to this edition, episode 79 of 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of great music ahead for you. We'll hear some excellent folk from Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage, a beautiful album that came out towards the middle of this year, but I discovered their release through a band that Ben belongs to in The Willows that I shared with you recently. Also from the UK, the excellent Rally Long is back with another essential orchestral pop single here from a UK ensemble called Low Pines that create atmospheric folk sound of the like of Fleet Foxes. Just really gorgeous music and a lot more. Let's start off though with a group closer to home from Geelong. Canary making a return with a new single ahead of an album that'll be out early next year, and it's their first in quite a while. I Am Lion was a favourite of mine, and in fact they were guests on my old program. Songwriter Matthew Kennelly has said this song explores that dividing line between contradictory and competing perspectives, desires and needs. There's a line in there which I won't say as poetically, why do I do the things I don't want to do and not the things that I want to do? Something along those lines. Let's just listen to Canary. They do it much better. This is Two Step.
Try to be kind. to think of, well, you know, you're just the same as me. Sometimes I wish you could read my mind, then you'd see what I mean. Have you seen the light? Dawning on you. Do you know what it's like to hate things because you're scared they'll hate you? That's your God-given right, whatever that means. You'll do what you want to do, but it isn't out of spite if I offer you. You might be the one who's wrong. Never realize when, till the cold eyes of judgment fall on you. You so tenderly prize them, all the things you're scared they're going to take away from you. All because they can't read your mind, even though you try to be kind. To think of, well, you know, you're just the same as me. Sometimes I wish you could read my mind, then you know what I mean. Have you seen the light? Dawning on you.
1, 2, 3, 4. The sound's there from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm not sure if Napi still reside there, but I've got to tell you that this particular place, never been, I have lived in Canada for a while, but never been to Halifax, has yielded some absolutely cracking indie pop and sort of slightly skew-if indie pop groups. So there's something in the water there. Not sure what it is. But Napi's have released a couple of really great albums, and they're back with a new EP called Too Bad. And we've just heard the track Have You Seen the Light from Napi's. I'd recommend everything they've released, some beautiful works, and I'll put a link so you can find out more about them on our website. We started out with the music of Canary, and I'm excited for their new album that'll be out next year. And we heard the track Two Step. They recently launched their single at the Gasometer in Melbourne with a couple of great artists in Bats and Lonnie Thompson. If you saw them, get in touch. If you have any suggestions too, I'm always open to listen to new music, and it's always exciting to get new music. So, and while I say that, I also have about, you know, 5 trillion things that I need to spend some time with. This is a brand new release that's just come out from Nick Craft, and if that name is slightly familiar and you're a fan of Sidewinder, then you'll make the connection having just said that now. Nick was a part of that excellent band. He was the front man for Sidewinder and worked closely with his brother in that ensemble called Martin. Now, in recent times, I've played the music of Martin Craft, or as he's now known as M. Craft, released some beautiful albums on the Heavenly label out of the UK. Martin's last album was recorded in Joshua Tree in the US, and he is the great craftsman of atmospheric orchestral pop music. And for the first time, Nick and Martin are back together, but this is Nick's solo project, an album called Minerva. It's chock full of really beautiful songs and wonderful arrangements from Martin. This track, the perfect follow-on to Napi's Have You Seen the Light, is called There Is a Light.
Walking through the city as the evening light first faded and then died. The trees became a single silhouette against the darkening of the sky. The streetlights flickered on
and the flat screens fired up in every home. But as long as I saw a light in my blackness, I knew I was not alone. I saw the candle through the stained glass chapel window as I passed. The Vino neon sign was reflected in the gutter's broken glass. The headlights of the cars rushed towards me as I walked along the road. And as long as I saw a light in my blackness, I knew I was not alone. Darkness, there is always a light, be it reflected in the gutters or shining from on high, be it hidden, be it dim, be it bright. In the ocean I saw phosphorescence trail beneath my hand. In the kitchen cupboard matchstick's head is struck and fiery flame commands. Arriving or departing, the pilot lamp on the wingtip is aglow. And as long as I saw a light in my blackness, I knew I was not alone. In the depths of the night, there is always a light, be it reflected in the gutters or shining from on high, be it hidden, be it dim, be it bright. There's a light. Some say a light leads us to heaven where the sacred choirs dwell. Others warn the glow of burning flames will light our descent into hell. And the headlights guide the way, but the lighthouse shines ahead to lead us home. As long as there's a light in our darkness, we know we are not alone. So in the depths of the night, no matter how deep the darkness, there is always light, be it reflected in the gutter or shining from on high, be it hidden, be it dim, be it bright.
Make it on through. gonna take a while. At the same time, it's already here.
Boy, can this chap write fantastic music. I've been a long-time fan of Rolly Long, and in fact, he's released several singles this year, and each one we've been able to share with you on 1234. I first played his music on my old program from his album Hoverance, which immediately caught my attention, and it's that particular brand, and I use the term again, orchestral atmospheric pop that I'm drawn to, I can't help it. Rally sort of sidestepped it a bit with his second release that came out in 2017, which almost was more of a nod to the strident pop of early Lloyd Cole in the album Upwards of Summer. But since January this year, he's released some incredibly fragile and gorgeous folk music with those, again, orchestral flourishes. His most recent, you just heard then, called Heaven Almost, and I'll put a link to his page so you can have a listen. I should get him on to have a chat at some point because he really is a fascinating character. We also heard prior to that, equally pastoral and beautiful, the music of Nick Craft. It's his first solo album, and he's really proud of it, and he should be, because it's chock full of really gorgeous songs. I played for you the track There Is a Light. The first single that came from it, No Silver Lining, is also equally fantastic. It was a sort of flip of the coin to decide what to share with you. Just look for the whole album, Minerva. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This is 1234, a little podcast celebrating great music from right around the planet. We'll stay within the UK now. And a group that, again, I've played in the past, but it wasn't until I went sort of doing a bit of researching that the name was kind of familiar, and I then reacquainted myself with the music of Low Pines. This new release just takes it to another level. Really wonderful harmonies, and very much in that style that I would suggest if you're a fan of Fleet Foxes, then you're really going to like Low Pines. Their album is called In Silver Halides, and it showcases the great songwriting prowess of Ollie Deacon. This one is absolutely gorgeous. This is Connecting the Fireflies. Connecting the fireflies.
when the day is done. I turn your old radio on. It's funny how we hark on back to the things we found intolerable when we were young. The sea is rough with the rain. Time passed in the night so slow, and strange dreams repeated again and again. How all through the day the mood of the dreams will stay and color all things with their own strange shades. A dream in the long night.
Oh, hark to the east,
I can wax lyrical for a long time, but not as eloquently as Paddy Mann, aka Grand Salvo, who is an amazing lyricist and also a great experimental Baroque folk pop songwriter. This is from his album, which we have featured here on the podcast before, Sea Glass. It's his seventh, and his first for the excellent label Mistletoe out of Melbourne. And we heard the track All Those Stars, beautifully produced and using a lot of non-Western instrumentation, the Persian dulcimer, the kora, the African harp, the koto, and Indian percussion, also featuring some of Melbourne's best female vocalists as a chorus in Laura Jean, Lisa Salvo, Hannah Cameron, and Michelle Sarawek. Michelle, if I've said your name incorrectly, I do apologise. If you ever get the opportunity to see him perform, rush and get tickets straight away, because it doesn't happen a lot, and when it does, it's always very, very special. The album is a rumination on memory, loss, the passing of time, and death. When you listen to the music of Grand Salvo, there's always a lot to digest. Musically, it's really interesting, but lyrically, it's like a bomb. You just got to take your time and work through it. Highly, highly recommended. Would make a good gift for this Christmas. We're getting close to it, aren't we? This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, the music of Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage has been on high rotation since I reached out to Ben's band, The Willows. I heard them and I wrote to their management, and while we were in conversation, they said maybe you like this duo, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage. There are many UK folk duos that I've played over time, and a part of me had thought in my head that I had already introduced them to you, but I've gone back and had a good look and I haven't done that at all. But Ben first met Hannah by chance. Hannah's a part of a folk family that travelled throughout Europe and America, and she returned home and met at the Cambridge Folk Club Ben Savage. And out of that, firstly through producing Hannah's solo album, they then decided to make music together, and it's absolutely gorgeous. This is their second album, called Awake. Their first came out in 2016, called Before the Sun. For that, they recorded the album in Toronto, Canada, with a great producer, David Travis Smith. And they've done this again. I guess when you're on a good thing, stick to it. David not only produces the album, but adds flourishes of horns and organ throughout this excellent work. And there's a stunning cast of musicians involved as well. Hannah's voice is absolutely stops you in your tracks. A beautiful, crystal clear voice, and Ben's guitar work is just mesmerizing. I hope you love this one as much as I do. From their album Awake, this track is I Met a Man.
I've been here 12 years now. It's not what I planned. Wanted to get out. I met a man. My head was full of dreaming, and he was muscles and smiles. He came from the greening. He left after a while. My own. fast August plane. Like fine yellow china found in the offshore background. Yellow flower you managed to push on through. And I can't show you what I've seen. Sit beside me. This is a silent dream. Everything was cheap in the gold rush days. Up, down, ground, nothing to pay. Still yellow flower you managed to push on through. And I can't show you what I've seen. Sit beside me. This is a quiet dream. May I borrow a cup of flour, please? And your fine yellow crockery. Nothing cheap in 1950. Still yellow flower you managed to push on through. And I can't show you what I've seen. Sit beside me, friend. This is a private dream. I can't show you what I've seen. Sit beside me. This is a silent dream.
If you're a fan of folk music, you would have loved those last two tracks. And we just heard there the brand new album, the debut solo album of Kathy Burke, whose music sounds as if it came from another era. It's just gorgeous. She plays banjo, and joining her on this release, her sister-in-law, Kate Burke, who you'll know through the excellent collaboration that I've played on many occasions with Ruth Hazelton. And the album's called Born Soft. I think her next performance that I saw is in early January, and I'll just move some papers and click around on my page here to find that detail for you. Sunday, January 6th at the Bridge Hotel in Castle, Maine, if you're in Victoria, along with Archer. And that'll be an afternoon gig at 3 o'clock Sunday, January 6th. In the meanwhile, check out the new album called Born Soft, and I played for you the track August Bloom. We started out with the music of Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage and the track I Met a Man, which is an old story, an ancient folk tale of the doomed romantic encounter between a woman and a green man. And if you don't know what a green man is, go and have a look. It's a folkloric character, often portrayed by a mask with sort of leaves and foliage coming out of the face. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. That's just my summation in a short space of time. But a real yearning, a beautiful song from this duo. Their album's called Awake, and excellent pedal steel from Burt Carroll supplements the sounds of that particular track. This is 1234, a little podcast that comes out as often as I can manage, and we like to shine a light on all manner of musical styles. Sometimes it's folkier, sometimes it's more electronic music from right around the planet. We have a fairly wide net that I say we, it's me, I'd do it all, but yeah, you know what I mean. This next one, I fell in love with this particular song, and I've been a big fan of the music of Big Thief. And the duo behind Big Thief, of course, they're more than just a duo, but is Buck Meek, who we have featured on the podcast before, great guitarist, and Adrian Lenker. And Adrian is a songwriter, vocalist, haunting style that she has. She's made many solo efforts before she teamed up with Buck to become Big Thief. But since they've done this project, they've been on the road non-stop, just about in demand for their two excellent albums. And this is the very first solo album post working with Big Thief. The album's called Abyss Kiss, and it's come out on the Saddle Creek label, and there is an absolute haunted quality to this. Again, a bit like the vocals of Hannah Sanders, it's that stop you in your tracks kind of voice. And this track, I think I played about 15 times in a row. I just found it so beautiful. The rest of the album's great too, but this one from Adrian Lenker is Symbol.
Change.
trick when you're gone. And I never believed in a God above. I count it on the one I stupid. Well, I was taking note. I knew it wouldn't be long till we'd be standing here, full of wishful thinking, full of fight and fear. So come back, baby, tell me what it's for.
As I was putting this program together, I really wanted to play for you that last track from Aileen O'Hanlon. I've been a longtime fan of her music, but I hadn't, as I do with all of these tracks, I have to seek clearance from the artist out of respect and just to see if it's okay, because there's a downloadable component to this. And I'd written to Aileen and said, hey, is it okay if I feature your track? I thought it would be, because I've played her music and supported her strongly in the past. But just as I started to play the track, a little message popped up, because I was going to take it out if I couldn't, to say, hi Paul, great to hear from you, I'm doing well, I hope you're good, you have my permission, so thank you so much. We just heard the track Good as Gold. It's the first song from Aileen since 2015, but she's been incredibly busy working with Rich Davies and The Low Road, and along with Mick Thomas. She's joined he and the Roving Commission as their chief banjo wielder. So I guess that takes a little bit of your own time away from you. But I'm glad to see she's back with this song. It's a beauty. And features Dave Foley on drums, Craig Kelly on bass, and producer Michael Hubbard on guitar, who you may know his work through Eagle and the Worm, Sean McMahon and the Moon Men, and Ben Mastwick. And she says there's a video clip coming for the track and some shows and a new album that'll be out early next year. So I look forward to sharing that information when it comes to hand. Her first on a new label called Blind Date Records. As usual, I'll put a link to it so you can track it down yourself. Well worth your attention, as is the music of Adrienne Lenker. Now, I'm pretty sure that this is going to be coming out on the Spunk label in Australia. It's out on a small label out of the US, Saddle Creek. But when I sought permission, I got the nod from Aaron from Spunk Records, a top bloke. And he certainly not only finds great talent here in Australia, but scouts around and is able to license artists from overseas as well. So really great that he's gotten behind this excellent album. And we heard the track Symbol. Check it out. It's really, really special. We've got time, I think, for just a couple more tracks. I mean, I could go for 2.5 hours, I guess, really, couldn't I? But you probably need a little bit of a break to digest the tracks I've shared with you. Sorry, I'm moving papers around. I would normally edit that out, but hey, guess what? You can deal with it. Matt Buckman, who is a songwriter, musician from New York. He's a part of a group that I really love, plays bass with Megabog. I don't think I've shared them with you on this program. A distinctive indie sort of, again, slightly skew-if sound that I like. He also plays on the road with Hand Habits, beautiful, fragile indie folk. Well, this is an album that's come out on cassette, and I always give a high priority to playing stuff on that format. There's something special about listening to releases on cassette, even though now I don't tend to buy them so much because the postage to Australia is quite prohibitive. This release is called Unconditional Love, and it's chock full of intimate ruminations on isolation, the passing of a parent. And Matt creates really gentle, beautiful music, but as I said, it's when you start to really listen to what he's singing about, there's a great connection. We can all relate to a lot of what Matt is sharing with us. From Unconditional Love, this one is called To Be In Love.
Laughs and love. kids. Gates are open at Belmont Park. Midday sun shines on graffiti. I'd take a photograph.
Spoke about time travelling before, the music of Kathy Burke, and in a different sense, the sounds of Natasha Johanna have an equally beguiling effect. There is a deep love of the music of the 60s, the likes of Mamas and Papas, and that probably is because Natasha is originally from California. It says here on a bio, Melbourne via Brisbane via California soloist. She is a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. And this song, Belmont Park, is the first single from an EP that'll be out early next year called Golden Light. And it's reminiscent of growing up in Southern California. Natasha thinking back nostalgically on family holidays. It's a very catchy and engaging track that I look forward to hearing the rest of her EP from Natasha Johanna. We started out with the music of Matt Barkman, really top album from him, Unconditional Love. It's come out on the Orindale Records imprint. I'll put a link to the website because they've got a couple of great little compilations that reveal a whole bunch of new musical friends that you may not have encountered before. I love it when a label does that, when they've got a lot of people on their roster and you're kind of tossing up what you would like to investigate. Having a little compilation like that certainly introduces you to what they're up to. You've been listening to 1234. I'm Paul Gough. I look forward to sharing more great new music with you very soon. Have a great day.